Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In that span, only 6 goals they've scored in the last 5 games. And I misspoke too. On average, Lindenwood allows 45 shots on goal per game, but during the 7-game losing streak, allowing 50 per game. We're underway here at the Kohl Center. A very small crowd because of the awful weather outside. Hope you enjoy our broadcast here on the Badger Sports Network. Wisconsin dumped it in, came back out to center. Anthony Kerr took a pretty good hit from Jake Southgate near the Lindenwood bench, and the puck went out of play and a faceoff to come in neutral ice.
Yeah, it hit the side petition right by the spare goaltender in Lindenwood's bench and came straight back. Everybody's looking around to find out where it was, and it was behind them.
Rick Sambo's second season, 10 wins, 35 losses, 3 ties. Lindenwood, what, 7-22-1 a year ago, 4-21-1 on the road, and 0-6 against the Big Ten. Steele Gagnon, the top-line centerman, shot one wide to the left of Kyle McClellan. Wisconsin's Horbach tries to jam it out to center. Deflected away from Kerr. Daniel Lodge comes to help his D partner. Now Kerr picks it up. Kerr will flip it in the near corner of the Wisconsin zone to our right. The Badgers in their home white. Cardinal trim, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Owen Lindmark in on the attack against the defenseman Brandon Rons out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. Rons is a good-sized young lad at 6'5", 220. Again, they've got 10 players in the lineup that are 6'1 or taller. They have 9 players that are 200 pounds or larger. Very big team that Rick Sambo puts on the ice. Badgers top line. De St. Foul backside open. Lucius just off the toe of his sticks. Finds Cilia now right circle. Try to pass back to De St. Foul. He had cut to the net. Cilia was wide open. Should have pulled the trigger. Here's Wisconsin's De St. Foul outside the left circle. Dangles around Augie. Pitches it below the goal line now to Cilia. Protects the puck. Coughed up the puck. Got pushed to the side by Rons, and then he gave it right back to Cilia, who lost control, and out to center ice it comes. We're a minute and a half in, first period, series opener, and a penalty coming up here in just a moment. It will be on
Cruz Lucius. 2 minutes for slashing.
Badgers. Yep, Lucius will take a seat at 1:38.
Did a good job of back checking. Could have maybe taken the next stride, but instead, the puck was on the Lindenwood player's stick, and he just slashed it right out of his hands.
So Lucius sits down again at 1:38. Badgers this season on the penalty kill better than 91%, third best in the country. Lindenwood's power play is at 11%, 5 for 46. That's last out of 64 Division I teams. Badgers win the draw. Hard whim around by Lodge all the way down to the Lindenwood zone. Horbach comes flying in on the forecheck, and his stick shattered in half as Burnham played it to the near side wall. Drop pass, Gagnon, left-handed centerman. 18 goals, 38 points, and 48 career games for Gagnon. Tried to sauce a pass to the right wing intended for his teammate Jaden Mercier. And the puck was cleared by the Badgers into the penalty box, thankfully so, as some youngsters were sitting down just on the opposite side of the glass.
And they were actually on the way to sit down, and so they were kind of standing up, and that young man with the little baby in his left arm, that puck would have been 3-4 inches higher, would have made his first save.
Well, God love that couple right there. They've got husband and wife, it appears, and they have three children that are, what, 3 years old or younger? Oh, my. And welcome to the hockey game, front row at the Kohl Center. Lindenwood wins the draw on the power play. 90 seconds left of the man advantage. They swing a pass far side. Yakimchuk slot shot. Big pad save made by McClellan in between the hash marks. Jammed free by Wisconsin Cilia. Up to DeSaint foul, and he'll throw it down the ice, and the Badgers will change their penalty killers. How did Kuzma get so wide open in the slot on the PK?
Kerr went way too high and couldn't get back for the cross-ice pass.
Proud of Yakimchuk's shot, waffled away by McClellan, who slides to the post to his right. Back behind the net, Lotch tangled up with Zach Augie. Augie out of Clarkson, Michigan, and the Badgers able to get it out to center. 53 seconds left in the Lindenwood power play. No score early on here in Madison. Yakimchuk dropped past Prouty. Pitched a pass to the far side, intended for his teammate Ethan Zielke out of Alberta, Canada. Now Mercier hands off Yakimchuk. Mercier passed behind the intended receiver Southgate, who juggled it a bit, ran it down in the corner. Now Yakimchuk out of the blue line. Left-handed defenseman Mercier. Topol shoots one. Went blocker side. Missed the net on McClellan, and it rolls all the way through center ice. 20 seconds left in the slashing penalty to Cruz Lucius. No score here in Madison.
Best breakout the Badgers have had shorthanded. Let them shoot high and miss net. It'll go all the way down the other end.
Here comes Lindenwood. Starting off to his left, the defenseman Caleb Price. Right wing shot by Mercier. Glove by McClellan. He hangs on. Badgers gave up a couple of quality looks to Lindenwood on this power play, but McClellan, a right pad save on the first, and here snags one with his left-hand glove.
Yeah, Jaden Mercier is originally from Saskatoon, and ironically, the situation is that he played for the Warman Mustangs in high school.
Really?
With my nephew.
Ah.
So I got the call. Hey, you could play in Lindenwood? I go, yeah. You know that the Mercier kid plays there? I went, okay, who's he?
Lucius' penalty has expired. Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill.
Ooh.
Hitting the corner. Tassie tied up. Now out to Zach Scholes. Freshman defenseman drops it back off Dexheimer. Shoots one block. Trickles towards the front of the net and whacked out to the near side by Lindenwood. And here they come on the attack. Jack Anderson scored a goal here last season against the Badgers. And Finley with a back check pulls it free. Wisconsin 3-on-2 to our left. Finley left wing. Backside right. Oh, Tassie denied by Burnham.
Oh, Lord.
A tremendous save by Trent Burnham. He slid to his left and just went flopping to make that glove snag.
He just said, here's the only place you don't want to shoot it, Simon. Put it right in my glove. The overhead cam is awesome.
He leaned to his left, and his body contorted, and it looked like his back was 90-degree angle as he fell on his left shoulder and down to the ice. Trent Burnham with a big stop.
And a big-time pass by Finley. Whew, that was nice to watch.
Good to see Quinn Finley back after winning a gold medal with Team USA at the World Junior Championship in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Ironically, we're 4.5 minutes into the first period, and that was the first shift that they have seen.
Sure. The penalty to Lucius caused that. Finley got a little penalty kill time earlier in this season. He'll get some more in practice time. He'll be a penalty killer down the road for the Badgers. Lodge, open man Joe Palatichuk, right wing, shoots one low, got through. Pad save made by Burnham. Ricochet to the far side. Sawyer Scholl lost it to the defenseman Ron, skates it up to center, poked away from him. Stramel using his big body to wall off Zach Augie, I believe it was. And here comes Palatichuk now for the Badgers. Slides it ahead to Scholl off the blade of his stick to the hand of Yakimchuk. Throws
Jump
it back
ball.
To neutral. Now Palatichuk gathers it in, cuts to the slot, looking right wing.
Oof.
And Horbach was ready to tee one up, but that puck too far in front of him. Horbach with possession, though. Slides it across now. Dexheimer fell on his own, but from his knees, pitched a pass to Palatichuk, who sends it down to Carson Bantle. Back out to Palatichuk. That pass too hot to handle, and Wisconsin's Dexheimer forced to go all the way back into his own end. No score. Three shots on goal for Lindenwood, just two for the third-ranked Badgers, who've won nine in a row and have climbed to number three in the country in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll, also number two in the pairwise rankings. Oh, pass to Bantle in the slot. Bouncing puck knocked off his stick and out to center. Badgers in excellent position with 18 wins, four more than any other team in Division I hockey. Puck played out to neutral ice. Southgate sends it back to the defenseman. Kabori Dunn out of Mill Bay, British Columbia. Steal by Horbach, low right looking, tucks it in with a backhand. No, Burnham made the stop. Skated right with him. Horbach tried to deke and backhand, but Burnham with another save, his third. And now Cruz Lucius back in his zone. Plenty of ice to work with. Cruz Lucius fans off to his right. Tried to toe drag around Patrick Schmedlin and lost the puck. What are you laughing about?
Oh, he just amazes me every game.
Shot attempt by Kuzma blocked and ricochets to the near wall. Prouty lets the puck go now for Price. Back to the far side and out to center ice it comes once again. Here's Patrick Schmedlin, played for the Madison Capitals in the 2019-20 season, about 27 games.
I thought you were going to say 1920s.
Yeah, no. There are some older young men on this team, 24, 25-year-olds. Also played briefly in the 21-22 season with the Caps, did Schmedlin. Here's Prouty now. Pitchforks the puck down deep into the Wisconsin zone, and Dexheimer goes to get it. Badgers averaging 3.5 goals per game this season, 12th best in the country. On the attack, Cilia from the slot shoots one. Oh, it handcuffed Burnham. He looked to his right and ricocheted back to his left with Tassie in front of him. Now Lindenwood on the attack. 3-on-2 potentially, but losing the handle on the puck was Cage Sturzer. And Wisconsin's Dexheimer tries to track it down deep in his own zone and gets the job done up to center ice. Puck off of Tassie, gathered in by Fitzgerald. Hard on the net, left wing, looking right wing. Here's a shot, Fenley, and another diving left-hand glove save made by Burnham, and it caroms out of play. Oh, Trent Burnham has been the best player on the ice in the first 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
Those are two wide open back-to-back cross-ice passes. Oh, it went off the crossbar.
I thought it hit the webbing of his glove, but it did just tick the top of the crossbar.
Next time I'll tell him, shoot at his head. See if he can stop it with that one.
Burnham, they list him at 6 feet tall. He does not look to be a 6 foot tall goaltender.
Yeah, well, my name's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too.
Wait a minute, I've been calling you Ian all this time? Fitzgerald to take the draw. Good to see him back out there. 3 goals, 15 points in 19 games for Fitzgerald. Plus 11. Finley off the draw. His wrister gloved by Burnham. He hangs on.
Well, you can tell why he's good, because he's getting a lot of notoriety.
Yeah.
There was a ton of traffic in front of him, and he knew exactly where the puck was going to end up, and he put it in his glove and took the whistle, and let's start again.
Burnham played here last year in the Badgers' 4-3 win over Lindenwood on November 18th. Stopped 47 of 51 shots. Last weekend against Western Michigan in St. Charles, he almost beat the Broncos. Gave up 3 goals on 46 shots and a 3-2 loss. And then stopped 35 shots the next night. But Western won that game 6-1. Burnham has stopped 64 shots. Oh, here's a pass in front. It trickled right in the crease. And Burnham, on all fours, able to cover it up with Tassie sniffing around. Yeah, he stopped 64 shots in a 3-1 loss at Western Michigan back in December. He had 59 saves in a 4-4 tie against St. Thomas on October 20th. 35 saves or more he's made 10 times this season. He faces a lot of rubber. And Lindenwood gives up 4.7 goals per game, Ian. Only Stonehill is worse in Division I hockey.
Look out.
Pass in front. Good back pressure by Finley, preventing Kuzma from getting the puck. No score. 11:45 remaining in the first period here at the Kohl Center. Drop pass Scholes. Fitzgerald not ready for it. Mercier behind the net to Dunn. Up the far side wall and Patrick Schmedlin. Now it's Gagnon, top line center. Drop pass. Shot from the left wing. That was blocked and out of play it goes. Colton Wilkie, extra skater for Lindenwood, getting a shift here for Rick Zombo's squad.
Gretna Nebraska? Is that how you say that? Is that where he's from?
Gretna, Colton, Nebraska. Okay. Yep. Played for the
Okotoks Oilers.
Also, he played briefly for the Madison Capitals in the 2019-20 season. Did Colton Wilkie.
There's a young man that played for the Badgers that now playing in Edmonton who was an Okotoks youth hockey player.
Yeah, and he was
Mr. Howard.
And he was the Alberta Junior Hockey League MVP.
Correct.
Before he came to Madison, Dylan Holloway.
It's always my favorite COVID story. All of a sudden, I get a text, and he goes, "Hey, Ian, we can't get you." And it was his dad. And he goes, "Is your sister still live across the valley from us?" And I went, "Yeah. What's her phone number?" And so he called my sister to get the scores from she could get us on whatever she had. I don't know what it was.
Streaming service, probably. Yeah. Maybe the Varsity Network app. You can hear all the Badger games on that free app. Puck inside the Wisconsin zone. Shots on goal 6-3 now in favor of Wisconsin. Trent Burnham has been very good in goal for the Lions. Bantle slowed with a check by Dunn, trying to protect the puck. Got poked free from him. Tyson Dick out now for the Badgers, centering the third line with Scholl on his left and Stramel on his right.
Ooh.
Pass to Scholl. One timer.
Right idea.
And he fanned at it from the right circle. One pass intercepted by Scholl, low left. The lefty throws it out to Palatichuk. Steps in and shoots one low. Burnham with the save. Ricochet came to Kyle Jeffers.
Good
pops
pass.
Right wing. Bumped it off the near side wall. Reaching for it was Zielke. Couldn't get it on net. Now the Badgers take it from there. Scholl up through the center circle. Left wing Dick. Hard in the net goes Scholl. Dick forced wide left. Back behind the net. Centering pass intended for Stramel. Came out to Dexheimer. Backside left. Stramel. His shot denied by the sliding Burnham.
Boy, he came across that goal line quickly, didn't he?
He did.
On that Stramel play.
Here's Zielke now with Augie and Sturzer. Second line for Lindenwood and a whistle and offside called on the Lions. 9:48 to go in the opening period. Wisconsin nothing and Lindenwood nothing. Visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Big buys, big savings. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers have won 6 of 4 faceoffs so far tonight. Better than 54% this season is Wisconsin in the faceoff circle. Lindenwood about 45%. Badgers forced back into their own zone. Here's Zach Scholl skating away from pressure along the right wing near the Badgers bench across the red line. He'll dump it in and chase. Putting pressure on Prouty, who swings it around on the near side. Lucius pushed from behind by Conquest, but Forlicky pinching in keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Cilia in a battle with Yakimchuk. Now DeSaint Foul trying to win it free right wing out to the point. Lodge held his own for a moment. Now tumbles to the seat of his pants, trying to reach for the puck. It squirts free to center, and the Badgers will pick it up there. Here's Cilia now. Left wing Lucius right across the line. Back to Cilia. Nice catch. Turns, finds an open care. His shot blocked by Prouty. Ricocheted out to the right point in Lodge. He'll hammer it in off the shelf behind the net. Bounces over the stick of DeSaint Foul. Cilia will run it down out near the blue line. Near the Big Ten logo. To the right wing, David Cilia. Low right, sweeps a pass to DeSaint Foul. No place to shoot. Then his pass back to Lucius, intercepted by Wilkie and sent back out to neutral ice. 8:40 to go in this scoreless first period. Series opener between the Badgers and the independent Lindenwood Lions.
Technically not a lot of pace as of right now. Lindenwood forced because of their size and not as much speed to play a little more puck control.
Finley coming, shooting, scoring! Left wing! Burnham came out top of his crease to cut down the angle, and Finley beat him anyway. His sixth goal of the year, 1-0 Wisconsin.
That might be the key to Wisconsin. Don't pass it to an open guy. Just shoot it from the top of the slot, and you'll be able to beat the goaltenders. Beautiful play. It was a turnover in neutral ice. That's the kind of turnovers you want to get. And technically, I guess you could list that as a three-on-one as they're going into the zone. But Finley just buries it just inside the right post, just underneath the glove of Burnham, the goaltender. Nice goal.
Burnham's been really good with the glove so far, but Finley beat him that time. And earlier, he rang the crossbar on a shot from the right wing. Quinn Finley is sixth of the year at 11:42. 1-0 Wisconsin with the Badgers score first this season. They are 15-0. Lindenwood in its own zone will exit now up to Zielke. Snaps off a pass to the left wing, and Sturzer tried to walk around Pilatichuk. He lost his balance, hung in there though, able to win the puck free after falling down. Now Christian Fitzgerald, center ice Dexheimer off a stick, deflects down to the Lindenwood zone. So Finley from Pilatichuk at 11:42. Joe Pilatichuk,
scoring machine.
His ninth assist. He's got 11 points. He's now plus 19 this season, which leads the Big Ten. And a shot from the left wing by Caleb Price, the defenseman for Lindenwood, almost snuck underneath Kyle McClellan, but he got his right pad to his left quickly in the crease and made the stop and hung on.
I'm a little surprised. I think McClellan felt that as he was going across, he was going to try and go back from where the goaltender came. Yeah. So he goes down into the V, and you're right, it just about snuck between the two wickets.
Gagnon takes the draw. 4 goals, 7 points for the junior centerman. 13 goals, 30 points for Gagnon last year. Got a lot of speed and skill, this David Gagnon from Halifax, Nova Scotia, wears number 27, left-handed centerman. Kyle Jeffers on his right, Jake Southgate on his left. Badgers win the puck at center and dump it in. Carson Bantle gives chase. Anderson walls him off, reverses to the near side. Horbach got to the puck, bounced off the shelf behind the net. Bantle and Anderson battling far side. Bantle splits two defenders, throwing a pass out to the blue line, but no one in the middle of the ice for the Badgers, and Lodge had to go get it at center. And now one of the Badgers is down far side, and that looks to be Jack Horbach. There was contact in the Lindenwood zone. Horbach limping its way back to the Badgers bench. Puck deflects into the air in the Wisconsin zone, scooped ahead by Kerr. And now here comes Sawyer Scholl. Left wing Dick tries to sauce it ahead to Lodge, who joined the rush, knocked down nicely by Joe Prouty. Scholl engaged with Yakimchuk left or right wing near the Zamboni entrance here at the Kohl Center, right below the band. Wisconsin Stramel goes down and then shoves Mitch Allard as he gets back up. Puck comes rolling out to neutral ice. 1-0 Wisconsin. Quinn Finley with his sixth goal of the year. There's 6:15 left in the opening period. Pilatichuk whips it down deep.
What the
heck? Icing called on Wisconsin. Pilatichuk, he was angling for a pass to try to hit somebody and just wildly missed. So icing on Wisconsin, 1-0 Badgers.
I'm assuming he was hoping that the Badger player was just going to put a stick on it on their side of the red line, and next thing you know, it would be forecheck time. But no, that wasn't the case. It was probably the hardest shot that Joe Pilatichuk has taken all year long. Ends up being an icing.
Yep. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. He stopped all four shots he's faced so far here tonight.
And one of them was the best. Ooh, that was a great save.
Now, early on, a right pad save. Nice lead feed. Cilia cutting to the slot. Lost control of the puck. Mercier put it between Cilia's wickets and runs it down at center. Off balance. Left wing comes the right-handed Mercier. Cut off by Scholes. Pilatichuk swings it along near side. Squirts away from Price to Wisconsin's Lucius. Lucius, sauce pass Cilia. Looking right wing.
Ooh,
back
right
side. DeSaint foul. That would have been a beauty, but DeSaint foul couldn't handle the bouncing puck. And out to center ice it comes. Lucius takes it back. Feeds it ahead to D. St. Foul. Bumped it off the sideboards for himself. Finds an open man, Schultz. He'll shoot one, and that went off the left knee, I think, of Burnham to the far wall. And then sent all the way down by Lindenwood. It's rolling on edge, but not a lot of steam, so icing waved off.
No matter how hard Mike Borlicki tried to slow down, it wasn't going to be an icing.
Mike Borlicki, the Badgers team captain, playing in his 108th career game. Here's Fitzgerald, scoots into the attacking zone. Anderson took a whack at him. Fitzgerald still with the puck. Left wing Lotch drops it back now to Fitzgerald out near the blue line. Redirect by Finley through the blue paint, and then Stetzer whacks it out to center. Fitzgerald goes to get it there. Badgers onside. Fitzgerald avoids a hit from Stetzer and turned it over. And now Stetzer's got it. Cage Stetzer, 6'5", 206 pounds from Kimberly, B.C. A former Brahma with Lone Star.
That just amazes me every year when we have these kids from every place in the world, all over the world, and they're playing in Texas and Arizona. And
sure. How about the El Paso Rhinos for number 18, Jack Anderson? Badgers force a turnover. No. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin's
Jack
Horbach. Horbach just took out Kyle Jeffers in the Lindenwood zone, and now Jeffers wants a piece of Horbach. They're just going to take Jack, however. Referees tonight are Colin Cronforst and Kevin Corbett. And Cronforst calling Horbach 2 minutes for checking from behind at 15:47. Second penalty of the night on Wisconsin. And typically, it's Lindenwood that spends time in the sin bin, but the Badgers have taken the first two penalties here this evening.
Yeah, and you can't keep playing with fire. I keep referencing back to Coach Hastings' pregame interview, and he said, you know, that we're going to have to set the tempo in the first 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden at the three-minute mark, they take a penalty, and I was like, whoa, he must be a prophet.
So Horbach checking from behind at 15:47. One of the Badgers' better penalty killers is going to sit and watch. Steal by Kuzma, right wing Yakimchuk, and he shoots one from the slot that went off a stick, I think, to the far wall. The Badgers D. St. Foul.
Good job, Matty.
Nice play along with Kuzma on the far side to take the puck from him and send it all the way down. 3:50 to go in the first. Quinn Finley's goal has Wisconsin on top. Here's Prouty now, right wing. Drops it back, Yakimchuk. Pass behind Kuzma, cutting into the left circle. Now fed along by Augie to the near wall. Didn't reach Prouty. Cut off by Lindmark. Badgers trying to clear. Bounces around a bit off a stick or two. Now Pilatichuk up ahead to center in Lindmark. Sawyer Scholl with Lindmark. Scholl's got it. Right wing. Backhand pass deflected nicely by Zilke, who has possession of the puck deep in the Lindenwood zone. 1 minute to go in the Lions power play. 1-0 Badgers.
3 minutes to go in the period and an important kill. If they've given him two opportunities and given up nothing, and get out of here with a 1-0 lead, it'll be a good turnover.
Prouty coughed
it up. Yeah.
Cilia took it and got tripped down by Gagnon, and the Badgers will get their first power play after Horbach's penalty expires in 47 seconds. Bad pass by Prouty. Cilia just kind of sneaking around a little bit. Forced the turnover, and then he got tripped down.
That's a no-no, young man. David Gagnon, you should not do that.
At the 17-minute mark.
So we'll play 4-on-4 for 47 seconds, and then the Badgers should enjoy a minute and 13 seconds of power play.
Face off to the left of Burnham. Finley with Fitzgerald. Kerr and Lodge at the blue line. Mercier's out for Lindenwood.
And Jeffers.
And Jeffers. Prouty and Rons, the defensive pair for Rick Zombo's squad.
Well, I would say that these two forwards and their two forwards might be the fastest four guys on the ice.
Jaden Mercier.
For each team.
Yep. Oop, shot that McClellan fights off with his glove hand and now shakes his left hand a little bit. That may have stung the palm of his hand. Mercier played for the Flin Flon Bombers.
Yes, he did.
For 4 years.
Oh, Lord.
Fitzgerald gave it away. Lost it, though. Picked up by Lucius. He tried a backhander in tight, and that didn't get through. Now Jeffers. Up ahead, Mercier walked around Bantle, but Dexheimer back defensively. Mercier shoots one quickly through Dexheimer, trying to use him as a screen, and a stick save by McClellan. So the Badgers with a power play for the next minute 10. It's a Kunis power play. DeSane foul out to Dexheimer. Joined by Lucius, Bantle, and Cilia. Lucius with it. Straight away, Dexheimer. Back to Lucius left wing. Bantle working in front of the net and out of the goal line. Good stick by Prouty. Bantle won the puck back to Lucius. Lucius to Dexheimer. Right wing at Cilia. Goal line, Bantle. Try to reverse and had it knocked away by Anderson and cleared by Lindenwood.
That's the side they want Bantle on. They can't keep working it out of this side. He's on his backhand and can't walk out like he does on his forehand.
Yep, so that being the right side, and he plants himself there, catches the puck off his body, tried to pitch it back left wing to Lucius, broken up by Lindenwood and forced back to neutral ice. Dexhammer has to hustle after it and does. DeSane foul now for the Badgers. Drop pass, Lucius comes off the wall, looking, thought about shooting, lost control of the puck. He's got it right circle, though. Now wrists one and scores. Oh, he was fumbling the puck all over the place. Went to the right dot and elected to wrist one. And he beat Burnham for a power play goal, 2-0.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but if I was Cruz Lucius and I saw all those passes that weren't connecting, just give it to me and I'll shoot it in the net. That's the way it was. He walked all the way around the top, got to the dot on the far faceoff circle, and bingo. Power play goal.
18:47, time of that power play goal for Cruz Lucius, his ninth goal this season. And Wisconsin, which went 3-for-10 on the power play at Notre Dame last weekend, up its percentage to a little bit better than 18%. Pops a power play goal here. Lucius from DeSaint foul and Dexheimer. And so it's a 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Puck in front of the net. Turnaround shot by Stramel. Stopped by Burnham with his right pad. Mellenbacher seeing his first time on the ice. The extra skater for the Badgers. Owen Mellenbacher, freshman from Fort Erie, Ontario. Puck played all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. And Lindenwood will change. So the Badgers with a 2-0 lead in this non-conference matchup here in Madison. Stramel with the puck. Out to the point. Lotch able to knock it free from Caden DeStefani. Pass to the front of the net. Dick defended nicely by Allard, matching centerman. Now Rons goes down. There was some contact in the Lindenwood zone. Rons remains on the ice. No penalty has been called or will be called. Lindenwood with the puck up to center. Good play by Kerr to cut off that pass to Allard. Sent back Wisconsin's way. Kerr's now got it for the Badgers.
Well, it's interesting because he's still humped over as he... The injured player, as we were talking about, was Brendan Rons from Lindenwood, and he was just humped over like he had been hit in the stomach or something of that nature, but then he kind of limped as he went off the ice. So I'm not sure what the injury was, but referee didn't think it was justifiable to blow the whistle by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, so the period has come to an end, and Wisconsin leads Lindenwood by the score of 2-0. Our game title sponsor tonight, J.D. McCormick. J.D. McCormick Properties believes in giving back to our local community. J.D. McCormick, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics and tonight's face-off against cancer game. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
As Wisconsin leads Lindenwood 2-0 after one. Quinn Finley, fresh off his gold medal with Team USA at the World Junior Championship, lights the lamp at 11:42 from Joe Pilata. Chuck Finley's sixth goal of the season. Badgers then got a power play goal. Cruz Lucius from Matthew D. St. Fowl and Ben Dexheimer at 18:47. Ninth goal of the year for Lucius. Badgers 1-for-1 on the power play. Lindenwood 0-for-2. 13 shots on goal for the Badgers. Burnham stopped 11. Kyle McClellan stopped all six Lindenwood bids he faced. The Badgers won 11 of 17 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark was 4 out of 5 in the faceoff circle, and Quinn Finley led the team with 3 shots on goal, and he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. The Badgers. And it was not the way, and again, I refer back to the interview with Coach Hastings, is that, you know, we got to come out and set a precedent here in the first five minutes in order to see where our team is. It was discombobulated, and I made the point at the 3.5 or 4 minute mark that we had not seen either Dick's line or Fitzgerald's line because of the penalty and how the first two lines were out there on a shift and blah, 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 blah. Then Horbach goes down and all of a sudden Owen Lennonbacher or Mellenbacher is back in the lineup and da, 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 da. And I was like, I don't think Coach grew this up like the way he was supposed to. There's something wrong with his game plan here because it was quote unquote discombobulated for about the first 8 minutes. But again, speed kills, and that's exactly what happened on both goals, in my impression.
All right, the Badgers lead Lindenwood 2-0. Stay tuned. The American Family Insurance first intermission report's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the Cole Center in Madison. This is the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Badgers lead Lindenwood 2-0 after one period of play. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
Zimmerville in the house, or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Cole Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
Wisconsin leads the Big Ten by 5 points over Michigan State. Badgers with this non-conference series against Lindenwood leading 2-0 after one. Meanwhile, the Spartans have a 4-0 lead at Penn State after two periods of play. Ohio State a 2-0 lead at home over Notre Dame. That's in the third. Michigan mauling Stonehill 10-2 in the third period of play in Ann Arbor. And Minnesota with a 2-1 lead over Robert Morris after one period of play at Mariucci. Need to take our final break before the second period starts. Badgers lead Lindenwood 2-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Hosek and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads 2-0 as we get set for the second period. Quinn Finley scored his sixth of the year, then Cruz Lucius on a power play, his ninth of the season. Badgers have won 9 in a row for the first time since the national championship season of 1989-90. Last time they won 10 in a row was 40 years ago, the 82-83 squad, which was ridiculously good and won a national championship.
Yeah.
Badgers win the center ice faceoff, but now Lindenwood takes it back, throws it out to center. Anthony Kerr keeps it away from Cage Sturzer. The Badgers' Lindmark will send it into the corner behind the net for Carson Bantle. Horbach posting up with Zilke on him. Horbach now forced to the corner, wipes out into the wall, and boy, he went flailing. And do we have a penalty? We do.
No, I don't think so.
They're taking Ethan Zielke. There was contact, and now Horbach just got cross-checked by Zach Augie. He's an instigator, is Horbach. They're going to call Zielke for boarding, but I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that.
Colin Cronforce was a long ways away. Mutual combat, if you want to call it that. Wow. Tried to go up the boards, and he stepped into him, and yes, it was from the side more than it was the back, but I guess boarding will be the call. Put the Badgers on the power play.
Yeah, one for one so far on the Kunis power play. Zilke for boarding at the 32nd mark. Badgers trying to win the offensive zone faceoff, and the puck goes flying up over the glass into the crowd and skipped off the back of seating, all the way to our left below us, and it rolled right to a young lady who is quite happy that she has the puck in her possession.
And didn't have to catch it on the fly.
Hit her in the knuckle.
Yes.
That might hurt a little bit more as the night moves along or when she wakes up tomorrow. Badgers win the faceoff, looking for a 3-0 lead. Power play. Cilia down low, right backside, wide open. Lucius untouched coming down the left wing, but he couldn't handle the pass, broken up by Lindenwood. A snapshot now by Sturzer goes off a stick. Gathered in by Cilia. Up to center and De Saint foul. Drops it back to Dexheimer. He cuts past 1-2 Lions. Drop past Cilia. Tried to refeed Dexheimer, and the puck went off a skate. He's passed up a couple of shots tonight now as David Cilia. Down low right. Pivot. Here is Bantle. He scoops it upstairs and scores. Carson Bantle with a reverse move. Boom! Where Mama hides the good cookies for Carson Bantle, 3-0.
And I repeat, that's why they go to the left side on his forehand, so he can pull it between his legs or pull it to the backhand and just scoop shovel it over top the outstretched goaltender. That's why Bantle is where he is and what he does.
Wow. Carson Bantle at 117, second straight power play goal for the Badgers. Bantle has now lit the lamp 9 times. Both he and Lucius, one behind the team leader Simon Tassi, David Cilia, and Matthew D. St. Foul with helpers, and Wisconsin leads 3-0. Two assists tonight for D. St. Foul after scoring 2 goals last Saturday against Notre Dame. And Cilia with a helper. He now has 4 assists in his last 2 games, up to 18 points for Cilia, while D. St. Foul has 19. Sawyer Scholl in on the attack. takes it right wing to the point. Vorlicki bounced it back behind the net. Karams to the far corner. Stramel will throw it to the point man and Scholes. His wrister blocked down by Lindenwood. Taken by the Lions. And Anderson outlet. Kuzma, far side Jeffers. His toe pull. Shot blocked by Vorlicki. Kyle Jeffers from Florida. Played at American International back in the 2021 season. Just six games. And then transferred to Lindenwood. Actually, the first commit for the D1 Lindenwood Lions was Kyle Jeffers, who just turned 25 years old last Saturday.
Yeah, and at the end of next year, he'll apply for Social Security.
Stop now. Here's Fitzgerald at center. Puck crawled off the toe of his stick. Here's Gagnon now. His shot attempt canceled out by Fitzgerald, who bumped Gagnon away from the puck to Lodge. Now straight up the middle comes Finley on touch breakaway, and he goes by hole and scores. Quinn Finley, his second of the night, 4-0 Wisconsin.
Well, the offside defenseman's going to step up. There's somebody who's going to make him pay, and that happened to be Quinn Finley, but thank goodness Simon Tassi had the wherewithal to look up and see that the only thing between him and Quinn Finley was the referee, so he just passed it right on to him. That was as low on a break as you're ever going to find.
Give Simon Tassi and Daniel Lotch assists at 2:41 on Quinn Finley's seventh goal of the season, his second of the night, 4-0 Badgers. Bantle give and go with Dexheimer. Bantle's pass deflected, though. He then took the defender Dunn into the sideboards and may have gotten away with a boarding penalty. And we play on at center. Conquest tried to dump it in. No luck. Back out to Dunn. He'll send it in to the Wisconsin end. Dexheimer, hard rim around. Caught in his backhand by Lindmark. Shovels it out to center, out of the reach of Bantle. But Lindmark tracked it down left wing, cutting to the slot. Pass behind Horbach. And then pitched out by Lindenwood. It rolls back Wisconsin's way. Kyle McClellan comes out of his net and fires it ahead, but intercepted by Anderson. Anderson, the defenseman, low left. Put one in front. No, it was deflected by Vorlicki. Nicely defended. And to the corner it goes, and then scooped out by Wisconsin. 16:20 to go here in the second. A 4-0 Badgers advantage. Lucius gave it away. Now it's Sturzer and Cilia. Cilia lost a glove. Got jabbed at by Sturzer. We play on. Lucius across the line. Toe pulls slot. He fanned at the shot. Sturzer back to pick up the puck. Avoids Vorlicki. Flipped it ahead now for his teammate, Augie. Augie cut off by Zach Scholes. Now Sturzer behind the net. Large young man is Cage Sturzer. Out to the point. Prouty sends it to the corner. Off the stick of Ethan Zilke. And then with Augie, tried to work a give and go, no luck there. And now DeSaint Fowle at neutral ice. He'll send it to the corner for Cilia to run down. Wisconsin scored twice in the first, twice more here in the second. Now Cilia wiped out by the Lindenwood net. He's looking back at the referee, Kronforst, looking for a penalty. Nothing coming of it. Anthony Kerr fights through the physicality of Sturzer to dump it into the zone to our right. And then Dick muffed the puck. And back out to neutral, knocked down by Daniel Lotch. You know, Lindenwood got off to a good start and had 2-3 quality looks at Kyle McClellan. Streamel on the attack. Right dot shoots one. That went off Burnham up off the glass and all the way out to center.
We were in perfect position. He had nothing to shoot at. Burnham really comes out.
Yes.
He's not very big, so he has to come out and cut off the angle.
Here comes Dick right wing. Cuts to the slot. Shoots one low. Not much on it. Rebound attempt by Scholl. Couldn't get it on net. Dick retrieves it below the goal line. Tyson Dick looking for his first goal as a Badger. Tried to set up Dexheimer right wing. That pass under the blade of his stick and all the way down.
I think everything that the Badgers have thrown at them, Burnham has been about the only line of defense.
Puck up at center and Stramel. Bounces back to the center circle. Dexheimer fans off to his left at the hash marks and looking. Dexheimer, then fanned the pass to the point in Pilatichuk. Finley, good back pressure to take the puck away from Kuzma. He just turned on the Jets.
Speed
Kuzma didn't
kills.
See him coming.
I told you.
Wow. Pilatichuk ahead to Tassi. Off his stick, he'll run it down in the right corner. Shoots one on goal. Burnham with a save. Puck loose in front of the net. It's thrown out to the near side wall. Polatichuk holds to the right point. To the goal line, Tassi. Redirect in front. Fitzgerald stopped by Burnham. Loose puck. Finley tried to jam at it. Still a crazy display there as Tassi lifts one up over the cage and off the glass. Tassi's got it again. Tassi off to the right wing and Fitzgerald. To the point he goes, Polatichuk. Finley cuts in front of the net. Long range shot that's kicked out by Burnham. Gagnon tried to clear, but a stick that had broken was on the ice, prevented him from doing so. Gagnon got it back. Southgate left wing, one-on-one, Polatichuk. Good defense by Polatichuk, yeah. And he takes it away.
Yeah, there's not going to be very many people from Lindenwood that are going to go one-on-one against Joe Polatichuk and win.
Badgers will change. Wisconsin dumps in. Lindenwood with the puck and some time and space. Up to center and Southgate off his skate and down. Scholes now reverses to Kerr. Augie had a pretty good hit on Scholes. He's fine, though. Here comes Kerr on the rush. 4-on-2. Spread eagle, or spread four, a wide four, I should say. And now Lindenwood gets the puck and iced it in a faceoff to come in the Lindenwood zone.
Well, you can almost tell by the more physical play by Lindenwood that Ricky Zombo says to him, okay, you guys have missed some back checks. You better not be missing your finishing through on your forechecks. Every time that a Badger touches the puck, you better have contact with them. That's kind of the quote-unquote North Dakota mentality, I guess, if you want to call it that, or the pro hockey mentality. They're bigger, they're slower, so take away the Badger speed by having physical contact.
Bantle walks low right, tried to shoot, but Burnham had the near post covered. Bantle was tied up anyway, and now Southgate gains the red line, and he'll dump it in. McClellan out of his net, behind the cage, whips it around to the point. Dunn then from the right point tries to catch McClellan napping, but Kyle Gath between the posts again and now stops it behind the net. Lindmark overskates, and now Kyle will give it off to Anthony Kerr.
Which one of you guys wants it?
4-0 Wisconsin. 12 and a half minutes left in the second. Sturzer up the middle he comes, and a wrister by Conquest sticked away by McClellan. Now Bantle for the Badgers. Three Lions back. Conquest slows Bantle with a check along the near wall. And now Yakimchuk has it to Prouty. Up the middle, deflected by Conquest and down. Once again, McClellan stops the puck and leaves it for Dexheimer. To Lodge. Now to Mellenbacher. Skates quite easily past Mitch Allard. Give and go. Mellenbacher, low left, stopped by Burnham, and he hangs on. Mellenbacher looking for his first as a Badger. Almost snuck one past the Lindenwood netminder. Faceoff to come in the Lions zone. 4-0 Badgers, 11:57 left in period number two.
If Mellenbacher gets his first goal here tonight, I think I'm pretty much going to have to go down and say, Owen, you have the hockey salad of the year. Because he's got some flowing locks coming out the back there.
Yes, he does. He and Cruz Lucius in a battle. Warning on Lindenwood, face-off warning. They'll drop it to the right of the Lions' cage, and Lindenwood wins the draw. Joe Prouty played at New Mexico of the North American Hockey League from Apple Valley, Minnesota. Joe Prouty, sophomore defenseman. Badgers win the puck in their own zone. Here's Cilia, sidesteps a man up to the right wing. Pass too far for Mellenbacher. No icing, though. Owen after it. Cut off by Price. Rons takes a little shoulder from Cilia, and it's taken by DeStefani. Cade DeStefani from Bedford, New Hampshire. 2 goals, 4 points for him so far this season. Played the first 6 games or so, then got hurt, came back, and got knocked out again to DeStefani.
Well, I'm afraid that Lindenwood is going to take another penalty. The puck was on the back of the netting, and Mike Verlicky was standing there, and I'm not sure who the player was. Mitch Allard will make his way to the penalty box for Lindenwood. He just two-handed Verlicky right across the arm and the top of the stick, and he went, for what? Well, maybe because you used a hatchet instead of a full axe. That could have been part of it. But Badgers go back on the power play where they've been successful. Could be the nail in the coffin.
Mitch Allard, 2 minutes at 8:44 for high sticking. Wisconsin already 2-for-2 on the Kunis power play. Fitzgerald, right circle. To the goal line he goes, and Finley looks in the slot. Lindmark, his shot deflected. Finley retrieves to the right wing and Fitzgerald.
Walk.
In front of the net now is Tassie walking it straight away. Palatichuk in front. Tassie got his stick on the pass by Fitzgerald off the glass. Christian has it again, right wing. Walking towards the dot, shoots one. There's a blocker saved by Burnham. Retrieved by Lindmark to Finley, his hat trick bid. That was deflected to the near wall. Fitzgerald's got it again. Goal line right. Tassie faked like he was going to shoot. Carried it to the left side. Out high, Palatichuk. His shot got through. Saved by Burnham. Fitzgerald now sweeps it behind the net. Lindmark tried to hand off to Finley. Had his stick lifted and the puck taken by Lindenwood and sent down. Still a minute to go on the Badgers. Kunis power play leading the Lions 4-0 here in the second period. Almost halfway through here in Madison. Lindenwood hasn't had a shot on goal in this period. Badgers on the man advantage. Across the line, and we'll set things up. Lucius left hash marks. Out to Dexheimer now. Finds Cilia right side. Down low, intended for Bantle. Good stick by Anderson. Ran it down and then rimmed it around and out. Good play by Jack Anderson, the sophomore from St. Louis, the only Missouri native on the Lindenwood roster.
That always amazed me that teams would only have one player from their home state.
DeSaint foul right wing. Slowed by Anderson, who was backpedaling.